1-800-449-8686. The Bill Henry Show is back.
All right, we're talking about this dirty bomb and the possibility of radiological weapons. We're joined now by a cadet from Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California. And his name is R.C. Collins. You're a junior up there, R.C., and we wanted to ask you about the news today and how this might change your plans, or it changes the mindset of a military guy. I know you're very young going into this fight.
I think I speak for every fighting man and woman when I say we'll defend this country with our last breath. That's why I'm in the military academy. You know, to put my life on the line for America. I truly believe, and I know that I speak for every fighting man and woman, I tear out my own heart for the freedom of my fellow Americans. But I'm sure you understand, I'm not on a suicide mission. I'm trained, for instance, in hand-to-hand combat, shooting at people who shoot back, going into a cave, and if God wills it, coming out with Bin Laden's head. That's why I signed up.
But?
Well, no buts, but I do. I got to tell you, this thing I heard today about a dirty bomb, what gives off radiation, that's a whole other level of combat that I was never told I'd face. And I'm, you know, that's...
You were never told that you'd face radioactive weapons?
No, not specifically that we would fight against radiation. I'm sure a lot of fighting men and women weren't told that either.
So you're saying what? So you're saying that you're unprepared or you're not trained?
Well, no, but I think we were misinformed that they withheld information so I would be interested in a career in the military.
See, if they had told you that it was possible that you guys would be fighting against radioactive weapons, you wouldn't have joined the military?
No, but I'm saying they didn't tell us that there'd be any dirty bomb or radiological stuff. That's a whole other area of the service. That's the Air Force takes care of that. That's where those kinds of weapons are used.
Well, you want to give your lives for your country, and you want to fight for your country. Isn't that true? Because you said that at the outset.
Yeah, but you can't fight for your country when you're about ready to throw up, literally to throw up from fear.
When you heard the news today that there was a possibility of a dirty bomb being exploded in the country, in the United States, you reacted with fear?
I think I reacted the way every fighting man and woman would react. I mean, I'd be lying to you if I told you that the people that signed up for our military are all ready to get into some kind of nuclear war. We didn't sign up for that. See, and I think you need to understand, and now that they've busted this guy carrying a dirty bomb, dude, it's scary. And I think you'll see a lot of people going AWOL.
You're not... It doesn't sound to me like you're being flexible the way a soldier needs to be flexible. You signed up to fight for your country. You sign up at all costs, right?
But they didn't tell us about this dirty bomb stuff. They didn't tell us about the radiation. What you... See, it sounds like you're calling me a coward. Or...
Well, it sounds like you're scared.
Sir, I'm a fourth-year cadet, two class ribbons for consecutive pull-ups, consecutive push-ups. I have two class ribbons for the obstacle course, the endurance run.
No, but I'm sure that you're very accomplished in your military academy, R.C., and I'm going to give our phone number out here for a second, because you're telling me that you're afraid to fight in a war that might have radioactive weapons, but you're also saying that you don't want to fight in that war.
I'm saying that...
Hold on so I can give out our phone number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, and you also claim to be speaking for all fighting men and women.
Sir, you have to understand, I'm rock and roll from the gate. There is an old saying that my dad said that they had in the CBs, you feed me nails, I'll crap you bullets.
That's interesting.
And that's the way I feel, but this radiation thing...
You're scared of that?
No, I'm not scared. I'm not scared of anything. But it is a whole new level. I mean, the American people can't expect us to get cooked up, is all I'm saying.
So what are you? Are you torn? Are you having some kind of an identity crisis?
It's just that I don't want to get cooked up by radiation.
Well, the possibility of radioactive weapons have been real since the end of World War II, correct?
Yes, sir, that's true. But you got to remember, after the A-bomb was dropped on Tokyo, people were so scared the guys were going AWOL. That's how Australia and a lot of those countries that are penal colonies got formed. So I'm proposing that because of this radiation bomb, the armed forces should at least institute a one-time policy where they'll let guys quit now, and no questions will be asked, and you won't be considered a coward. Okay?
And are you asking to get out?
I'm asking that I'd like to be able to consider that, but that my pension be intact, and that nobody can make fun of you, and I can assure you the more thoughtful among us will come home. But we still get an honorable discharge and a medal that says we backed out, but we backed out proudly.
R.C. Collins is a young cadet. You're planning a career in what branch of the military?
I eventually want to go into the U.S. Marine Corps, because they are rock and roll from the gate, and they're seriously, you know, very, very good.
Okay, you want to be a United States Marine. They're rock and roll from the gate, and yet you don't want to fight in any war.
Yeah, but you got to understand, there's nobody in the armed forces that wants to fight in the radiation war.
Who do you envision is going to fight if you don't?
Well, there's a lot of guys who are community college educated, for instance, or were raised by single mothers. See, one of the things is I'm going to take over my dad's business when I get out.
You're going to take over your dad's business? So in other words...
No, but I'm going to, when I get out, because I know who my father is. So I'm taking over my dad's business. And a lot of guys don't know who their dad is, so they're not going to inherit any business, so they aren't really going to put anything back into the economy.
You're going to inherit your father's business, so you let some other poor kid do the job, is what you're saying.
No, well, no, but the ones that don't have as much to lose.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Military Academy Cadet R.C. Collins about the war on terror and the possibility of fighting radiation, which you say most fighting people don't want to do. Here is Diane on the Phil Henry Show. Diane, go ahead.
Hey, Cadet Collins.
Yes,
a little bit of my background. I spent 10 years in the Marine Corps, and when I signed up for the Marine Corps, there was a lot of things they didn't tell me, but the thing they did tell me is that I was fighting for my country, and at no cost was there anything that I would not give for my country. I don't. When I heard the news today of, when I heard the news today of, you know, a dirty bomb, yes, you know, that feared me, but if I was still in the Marines, you know what?
Well,
it doesn't matter.
That's easy to say because you're not in the Marines anymore. The other thing that needs to be said here, as a woman, you wouldn't be sent into combat.
That's not true, because
that's a whole different thing.
That's not true. I was a search and rescue swimmer. I plucked pilots out of the water.
That's not the same thing as me going into a cave that's nuclear reactive.
That doesn't matter.
See?
I would
see what I'm saying?
No, because pull-ups, push-ups don't matter. They don't matter.
No,
I don't care how strong you are. I run marathons. That part doesn't matter.
I got two class ribbons for consecutive pull-ups and two class ribbons for the obstacle course and the endurance course.
It's irrelevant.
Well, you swimming around is one thing, but I go into a nuclear reactor cave, I'm cooked up.
You're cooked up?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Diane, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Military Academy Cadet R.C. Collins, who's afraid of going into war against nuclear radioactive weapons, as he calls them. In fact, he says most fighting people don't want to. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. A dirty bomb, a possibility of a dirty bomb, plot to blow one up perhaps, uncovered today. We're speaking to a cadet from a military academy in Altadena, California. His name's R.C. Collins, who says he'd die for his country, he'd fight for his country, but he didn't sign up to fight in a war that involves radiation, or as you put it, no radioactivity.
Well, I mean, I don't have the best... grammar in the world.
Yeah, but you're saying that you ought to be allowed to discharge yourself from the military and let poor kids fight in it.
No, I didn't say poor kids.
Well, you did say kids from single-parent families should deal with the dirty bomb war, not you.
Well, because I have a future. I'm going to take over my dad's business someday. A lot of those kids aren't going to take over anything other than a car payment or something. So, but for me...
You got a future so you don't die.
I think you're being unfair, Mr. Henry. I don't want to be cooked, and they don't want to be cooked either in a radiation experiment. But look what happened to Tokyo.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Brian. And Brian, I understand you're a sea cadet?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go right ahead. You're on with R.C. Collins.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Yes, sir. This is R.C.
Yes, sir. I really think that you...
Are you a cadet?
I'm a U.S. Naval Sea Cadet.
I'm at Bradley Military Academy. I'm going to go to the Marines.
Well, I really think that you're being a coward, and
Wait a second. I'm in the academy to train to be an officer, not a grunt.
Go ahead, Brian. Stand up to him, man.
Well, yes, what do you mean stand up to me?
Because I think you're a little intimidating. Go ahead, Brian. Tell him what you think.
You have to go to your school, but I go. But I had to pay to go to the Sea Cadets.
You did?
Yes, sir.
From what? Like a paper route job you had?
No. I'm going to boot camp in 8 days.
Do you want to go?
Stuart, Georgia.
Do you want to go into a radiation war?
I will if I have to.
Well, don't you know what happens in radiation?
Yes, but if you're right with God, you'll be with him.
Yeah, but it don't necessarily kill you. You get mutated and stuff.
Oh, that's out of the science fiction movies.
But it's true. It's true. Hey, Brian.
Yes?
You know what I heard one time about the radioactivity?
Yes.
Your nuts fall off.
Okay.
Well?
What?
Well, if you're that scared of it, you should join the Air Force.
So that he could yell off, be in a fighter jet or something, Brian?
Are you calling Air Force guys wussed?
Well?
Hey, Brian.
Yes?
There's a reason you're a sea cadet. The Navy's the easiest place of them all.
It's not as easy as what you're doing because you get to quit.
You know, I don't mean anything by this, but it sounds like you're, like, taking a crap right now or something.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, he's not saying stuff.
He's nervous. Aren't you nervous?
Yes, sir.
And you're nervous, too, aren't you, Brian?
A little. This is my first time ever calling.
And you're nervous, too, R.C.?
Yes, sir. This is my first time, too.
All right, so you're both a little nervous, and I understand that. But you're having a nice conversation, and you don't have to say things like, are you taking a crap right now?
I'm sorry, Brian. Well, so, aren't you afraid of your nuts falling off?
Will you forget that?
Well, in the Navy, what do you do to combat radiation? You can get in a submarine, but what would that do?
We put on nuclear suits.
Oh, yeah?
Well, we may not be saved from that, but at least we're fighting for a good cause to save the American people.
No, that's the point.
Yeah, see, now Brian knows what he's up against. He knows that he's planning a career in the military, and that's what he's up against, and God willing, it doesn't have to happen, but if it does, he will bravely go into the breach. Isn't that right, Brian?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean, into the breach?
Into the battle.
Ain't that a pair of pants?
What?
Breaches.
No, it's not a pair of pants. You go into...
Like he wants to go into a pair of pants.
Brian.
Yes, sir.
You don't want to bravely go into a pair of pants, do you? You bravely want to go into the battle, right?
Yes, sir.
There, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, Brian, good, pal. And good luck at your boot camp that you're going to start this summer.
Thank you.
Brian.
Yes.
Be careful for the radioactivity.
Okay.
All right, pal.
Okay,
good
bye.
Good job. You did a great job, pal. What are you trying to do?
Well, he said he's in the Navy. They don't have to face no radiation.
Everybody does if there's radiation. Especially nuclear submarines. Nuclear, get it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Sandy, you're on the... Wait a minute, what happened to Sandy? Sandy, you're you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi. First of all, I would like to say to Brian that was just on, he's definitely going to make it as one of our country's protectors. And for Cadet Collins, I certainly have a lot to say to him.
Excuse me, what do you know about it, ma'am?
Excuse me, I have two sons. I have one son that was in the Marines.
So? You popped out two sons, whatever.
Hey, have some respect for your elders.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you should be sorry because you will never, ever make it to the Marines.
I beg your pardon.
You will never, ever. They will never accept someone like you that can get on a TV, a radio show, and say what you say.
Excuse me, ma'am. This is radio.
Oh, that's what I meant, radio.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because you have me so upset.
You know, you're being a little bit of a smartass here, R.C. I want you to shut up and listen to the lady.
Yes, sir.
I just have to say that my husband died, even though I'm a single mother now. My husband died, but my sons know who their father are, who their father is.
Who their fathers are?
Yes, they are. They do.
They
one father.
Oh,
one
okay.
Father.
You indicated there were two, ma'am.
Well, because you have me so upset, I could probably say anything. First of all,
you haven't been drinking, ma'am, have you?
No,
I said
sir.
Some respect for your elders.
I do not drink, never did, never will. I am just as sober as anything.
Yes, ma'am.
And what I'm calling to say is I hope that your father and mother are not listening to you.
Ma'am, my father and I rarely have contact.
Well, then I feel sorry for your whole family.
Yes, ma'am.
I cannot believe that you say that. Because just because you think you know who your father is, or you do know who your father is, and you have a business to run, or you can take over his business, that doesn't mean that someone else that does not have a business,
what?
Per se, to take over for their father because they've passed away.
Huh?
You heard what I just said.
No, I didn't, ma'am. I didn't understand.
You think.
She said. Go ahead, Sandy. I don't want to say it for you.
Okay.
What did she say?
I'm saying, okay,
right.
Because you have, your father
right.
Has a business.
Right.
And you will automatically take over for him.
Who?
You will
your father, you're going to automatically take over for your father. You said that your dad had a business.
For?
Ma'am, I'm sorry, did you say your father has a business?
No, you. Your father.
What business is your father in?
Your father, not her father.
Yes, sir.
You're saying that your father is a business. You want to get out of the service. And you don't want to fight for our country because you're going to take over for your father's business.
Well,
does that make you a part of me?
My father has three car washes in the San Fernando Valley on account I'm going to inherit them someday.
Well, you're just a lucky little man, aren't you?
Well, you can't expect me to go and get radioactive when I have the businesses to inherit.
But do you expect someone's son that he does know his father and has passed away... Do you think you're any better than my son is or anybody else's single parent's son out there that they should go and you shouldn't?
Well, kids that come from single parent mothers are generally not going to be, they'll be breaking the law. And so what
breaking
I feel,
the law? What are you talking about breaking
well,
the law?
Most kids that only have a mother, they go on to become criminals. And so...
I don't believe you said that.
Well, sure, ma'am. Everybody knows.
My son has a father. He knows who he is, but he is dead. Do you understand?
Who's dead? Your son?
My son's father.
Your father's dead? Of course your father's dead.
My son's father is dead. But my sons know who their father is.
Who is it?
Because he hasn't got a business to take over doesn't mean he's not going to fight for his country.
Well, ma'am, I think the question is, do you know who your son's father is?
I certainly do.
Once again... You're being a smartass.
No, sir, I'm not. I'm trying to figure out what the lady's saying.
See, that's what I mean.
So, your father, I mean, your son's father...
Yes.
...died.
Yes.
And you don't know who he is.
What are you talking about? I was married. I was married. I'm still married.
Is your father's son dead?
Oh, brother, you know...
All right, listen, smartass.
You know, ass. Phil, you know, he shouldn't even be even...
Ma'am, I'm simply trying to say I'm scared of being radioactive. What's wrong with that?
That's okay, but that's your opinion. But you should not say to people, like right now, I'm still married,
that single,
my husband...
Yeah, that single parent boys turn out to be criminals.
That's ridiculous.
What? Well, ma'am, it's proven that kids were raised only by their mom... They go into gangs.
No, it's not.
Excuse me, my son is 36 years old now, but his father died 8 years ago. And he is more of a man.
Well, now he's going to join a gang now.
He all never right. has. He is the most respected person in his community. Well, ma'am, it always has been.
Ma'am, I suffered from testicular cancer when I was 11, and I had to have one of my testicles removed.
And
now I only got one nut left, and if that one gets radioactive, what will that do?
That will certainly help not have another person like you brought into this world.
The guy caught with a dirty bomb was in a gang, too.
That's got nothing to do with this lady's son or anybody else that was raised by a single
mother parent.
Single mother now.
Single
I'm
mother
single
now,
mother now
yeah.
because my husband died.
Single parent mother.
Single parent mother.
Right.
Or is it single mother?
I don't know what it is, man, but you know what I'm talking about. Sandy, I'm sorry for yelling. I appreciate your call.
You have to yell because this man,
he's being stupid.
I'm not saying a man. This person does not understand. He shouldn't even be in our armed forces to even think about protecting any of us.
Well, ma'am,
because I feel unsafe with you in there, that's for sure.
I'll go to the wall to protect you in this country unless it's radioactive. Then I do think twice about it.
Okay, Phil, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. On account of you only have one ball.
Right.
1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins is this is a very disturbing conversation with a young man who is in a military academy. He wants to fight for this country, but nobody told him that he'd be fighting against radiological or radioactive weapons. And today's dirty bomb story has got him shook up. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. One 800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, and welcome back. We are with R.C. Collins, a cadet from the Bradley Military Academy. Just kind of getting the feelings and the thoughts of young people in the military. Although you are a cadet, I doubt very seriously, Mr. Collins, if you're going to be called upon to fight anytime soon for our country.
Well, God willing, I'll be called on to fight soon.
Not if there's radiation, because you've also said you don't want to fight in a war involving radioactive weapons, and nobody told you that you'd have to do that.
Well, I think there should be some truth in advertising when they say, come on into the military, and oh yeah, you could get infected with the radiation on account I only have one testicle.
I don't know how you're going to get into the military with one testicle. Let me talk to Ed. Ed, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm still here.
Yes, Ed, go right ahead. You're on the air.
Well, I this is the first time I ever talked on a talk show, but I couldn't keep quiet and
Me
listen
too.
To this brat.
Me too.
He is one of the most despicable, depraved cowards I have ever heard.
Wait a second. I'm not a coward. I'll fight for my country. I just don't want to lose the only ball I got to a radiation war.
Well, you're a joke.
Oh, yeah?
You are absolutely... I hate to talk to you, but you know, I had an uncle, the same initials as you.
Was you ever in a war?
No, I was not. But let me tell you about my uncle. His name was Richard Collins, same initials as yours.
Yeah?
I hope to God that you're no relative of mine.
Does Commander Wireman ring a bell? He's our general. Did you know him?
No.
Hold on for a minute. Commander Wireman.
Yes, this is General Wireman. Who am I speaking with?
Edgar Goodell.
Edgar, how are you? I'm General Harvey Wireman at the Bradley Military Academy.
I'm fine.
I train young men to hopefully someday, you know, defend our country. And I understand you're taking exception to one of our fine young cadets. He's a little weird. There's no doubt about that. But we like to make them psychos, so they're ready to rock and roll.
I'm rock and roll from the gate.
Well, I have to take exception. You're saying that he's a fine young man because he is a despicable, depraved coward.
What did he say, sir? What did he say?
Well, everything he opens his mouth shows that he...
For instance, tell me one thing. I didn't hear anything. What did he say?
Look, the way he talks, I don't use that kind of language.
Well, what kind of language? What did you say?
Well, he was talking about...
You're a grown man, and you're sticking up for this?
No, sir. I want to find out what this kid did in case I have to discipline him. Now, you tell me what he said.
Look, he isn't worth bothering with.
I'll tell you what he said. He said that he wouldn't fight for this country if it was a radiation war.
That's right.
You did what?
Well, I was only kidding.
Little bastard. I just slugged him. You ever do that again, I'll kick your ass through the wall. Okay, Ed?
Yeah?
I just slapped him.
You slapped the kid?
Yeah, you better believe it. He's not going to fight for this country.
I'm not going to lose my one nut to the hobo!
Shut up. Okay?
Who's
a joke?
This Collins.
Oh, yeah, he's a total joke. I thought he was a good, strong, strapping young man. Now I find out he doesn't want to fight for his country. Get out of here.
You agree with me, then?
Oh, yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
But you can't be beating him up.
I'll do anything I want. He's in a military academy. Little turd.
Well, I'd throw him out. We don't want him. We don't want him in the Army.
Cadet Collins, you'll lose your one nut for me or know the reason why.
It's the only one I can help!
That's right.
Big deal.
All right, Ed. Hey, Ed.
Yes?
You have both of yours, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right, boy.
Well, General Wireman...
And Mr. Hendry, I'd thank you to butt out of my business.
All right, fine.
You know, I'll tell you something, though, Ed, and this is kind of funny. I was born with a birth defect. Ed?
Yes?
I have 3 testicles, and it's... kept me out of the service. So I started this military academy.
In other words, you don't have any military experience?
No, I don't.
Neither do I.
Well, then how is it you're a general?
I'm not a general.
I thought you said you're a general.
No.
Oh, all right.
I said that I had an uncle with same initials.
Who had 3 testicles, right? I forgot what you said. Was your name General Ed? Was that it?
No.
It wasn't General Ed?
No, it was not.
I took General Ed in
high school. You're starting to sound almost as bad as this Collinger.
Mister, I love my country, and I'll give all 3 of my testicles.
All right.